latest team news from clubcall.com. These are today's latest Newcastle United headlines. Newcastle captain Jamal Lascelles says he was disappointed to miss out on a place in England's squad for the upcoming friendlies against the Netherlands and Italy. Gareth Southgate named the 27-man squad on Thursday for those matches later this month, but despite impressing for the Magpies this season, there was no place for Lascelles. Swansea City's Alfie Mawson and Burnley's James Tarkowski have been included. Manchester City's John Stones, Leicester City's Harry Maguire and Liverpool's Joe Gomez are the other centre-back options. After missing out on a place in the Three Lions squad, Lascelles, speaking from Newcastle's training camp in Spain, expressed his disappointment and said to NUFC TV, "I was kind of waiting to see what would happen. I thought I might have had a good chance. I was disappointed when I found out the England team. Fair play to the boys who've been selected. I wish them all the best. I'll keep trying my best for Newcastle. That's my main focus because I need to concentrate on Newcastle, do well in the league, and whatever happens, happens. But congratulations to the players that have been selected." Those are the words of Jamal Lascelles. Meanwhile, the Magpies are reportedly weighing up a summer move for A-bar midfielder Dani Garcia. Garcia has been a regular first-team fixture for the Spanish club since joining permanently in 2014 from Real Sociedad and has made well over 200 league appearances, but his time at the club could be coming to an end. The 27-year-old's contract expires at the end of the current campaign and talks over an extension have broken down, so it looks like he will be exiting the Ipira Municipal Stadium on a free transfer. Newcastle are said to be showing a keen interest in the midfielder and, having snapped up Florian Lejeune from Eibar last summer, they'll already know about the Spaniard's talents. Boss Rafa Benitez is keen to add several new faces to his squad during the summer window, with Garcia available on a free. They're set to face difficult competition, though, from a number of other clubs from across Europe.